The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I'm Doug Parker, and this is your Sunday morning news brief for December 2nd, 2018. December has brought three changes to Carnival Cruise Line. Daily gratuities have went up from $12.95 to $13.99 per person per day. Also, if you get caught smoking on a balcony, you will receive a $500 fine and risk getting kicked off the ship. And thirdly, the drink gratuities have went up from 15% to 18%. You can get a full recap of all these changes at cruiseradio.net. Virgin Voyages announced they are building a 100,000-square-foot cruise terminal at Port Miami. Virgin's first ship, Scarlet Lady, will sail from Miami throughout 2021, and the company's unnamed second ship will also sail during the fall and winter cruise season of 2021 and 2022. Holland America's new 99,000-ton New Stottendam was delivered this past week at Fincantieri Shipyard in Italy. Her first voyage from Europe is later on this week and will sail from Port Everglades later this month. And finally, Norwegian Cruise Line announced that the go-kart track on their upcoming Norwegian Encore will be larger and more thrilling than the track currently on Norwegian Bliss. The new ship's track will have 10 turns with 13 feet extending over the side of the ship. Norwegian Encore will debut in Miami fall 2019. More stories, cruiseradio.net. Doug Parker, Cruise Radio News.